I wanted to share a fun fact. So before Paano Ba To became a podcast or a YouTube video series or live workshops, Paano Ba To was a book that I wrote and published in 2014. And on the dedication page, yung nasa harap ng libro, I wrote, "Dedicated to my mom, Ophel." Because every time anyone gives me a compliment or says I'm their life peg or says they wish their daughters could grow up like me, all the credit goes to my mom and my family for raising me the way they did. I love you, Ma. And so finally, for the first time here on Paano Ba To, you will get to listen to the wisdom of my mom, Ophel. Hello, supers! This is Paano Ba To, the podcast created and hosted by me, Bianca Gonzalez, produced under Anima Podcasts. It is a super kaduper special episode. Like I said, this marks our 200th episode. Woohoo! Here on the podcast. And to make this milestone extra special, I wanted to invite someone who is celebrating her milestone as well. My mom, Ophel, just celebrated her 75th birthday, her Jubilee birthday. And so if a lot of people say that I am wise or that I give good advice, I guess, I would like to think that a huge chunk of that is because I get it from my mom. So this episode, 7 lessons from my 75-year-old mom. Let's get right to it. For the first time on Paano Ba To, welcome to my mom, Ophel Gonzalez, aka Lola. Hi, Lola.
I'm Bianquita.
Bianquita, the first ever to call me Bianquita here on the podcast. Nabasyo na, na that is my name at home. So for this episode, I asked my mom if she could list her top 7 lessons at 75. In my book in 2014, I wrote like top 10 things I've learned in life so far. But I was only 31 then. And I can imagine how different life lessons of a septuagenarian. Is that what you call it? 70s. Septuagenarian is?
70s. Septu-
yeah. So my mom, being very studious, did list her 7. But she does have an intro. She told me that she wrote an intro. And I have no idea, guys, by the way, kung ano yung list niya of 7 and what she wrote. So we will all hear this for the first time together. So yes, please share your intro, Lola.
Okay. I have to give my intro because that sets the tone for my listing. Okay. I say that there are so many life lessons through the years. But for a 75-year-old like me, the lessons become spiritual more than material because we have passed the material stage when we were younger of enjoying life and working very hard to provide for the family, food, shelter, car, daily needs, and most of all, provide for the best education that we can afford for our children. Reality is, we need to prepare for the inevitable. I have accepted the fact that life is short now that we are retired. No regrets, because God's plan is different for each one of us, and His plan is perfect for us because He is a perfect God. Now, most of the learnings and realizations happened during the COVID online prayer meetings, which continue to this day. Thanks to the daily mass homilies of Father Tito Caluwag and Keep the Faith Jesuits Masses.
So to those listening, you might surmise that I get my enunciation from my mom, who enunciates very well. I'm very, very curious about your 7. So you have your list, Lola's 7 life lessons at 75. What's the first?
Be grateful. Importante yung marunong tayo magpasalamat sa Panginoon. Count your blessings and be happy. Kailangan masaya tayo sa pagano. Thank you, Lord. Thank the Lord for everything. appreciate other people, be they friends or not. It is always good to acknowledge. Gratitude is the memory of the heart.
Ganda ng gratitude is the memory of the heart. Is that from one of your prayer meetings?
Narinig ko before. Ginagamit natin madre. So I thought it's a nice line.
Yeah, it is. So my mom referred to Ate Madre because her eldest sister is literally a madre. She's a nun. Hi, Tita Madre. Gratitude is the memory of the heart. I think that when we're younger, it doesn't come as naturally to be grateful for everything, the good and the bad. Diba, when we're younger, parang we're more grateful effortlessly for good things that happen. But it's so hard to be grateful for the not so good things that happen. But I think I'm 40 now, and I'd like to think that I'm at that point na kahit na may bad, quote-unquote bad, or not so great things that happen, now pa lang ako yung nakikita ko that I can be genuinely grateful even for those. So I guess I wanted to ask you, at 75, to those listening to this who are either teens or in their 20s or 30s or even older, who kind of find it hard to be grateful even for the bad things, how can they try to do that more?
If I go through, it's not easy to do, but maybe if I go through the points, and it's all about having Jesus in your heart. Because if you understand what it is, then it's easier to say thank you, Lord, for everything that's happening.
So it's part of a bigger plan, is what you're saying. Parang ganyan. Okay, then let's go to your second life lesson.
Okay. We don't own anything. We came to this world without anything, and we are living this world without anything. Like the story of Alexander the Great on his deathbed, he had three wishes. First, the best doctors in the world to carry his casket. Number two, he wants all his riches lined up where his casket will pass. And the third is that his hands be left open in the casket. Lessons, not even the doctors can save you, can heal you. And you cannot bring anything with you when you die. So what remains really are the memories on how we have touched the lives of other people.
Yeah. Again, I just interviewed someone for She Talks Asia recently who was in her 80s, I believe. Yeah, I think she was in her 80s. And similarly to what you said, her answers to the questions were really more spiritual. So definitely I get that. I'm just wondering, how would a life lesson like that apply to someone, let's say in their 20s or 30s, who's still trying to, you know, make a name for themselves in your career? For a backstory, my mom was also very much a career woman. She worked in a bank for over 3 decades, diba? So you were also part of that, you know, you want to help provide for your family, you want to make a career for yourself, you want to use the gifts given to you for good in your job, for others. So given that, yes, we can't take anything beyond the grave, kumbaga, but how do you, I guess, put that into context for someone na nandun pa lang sa start ng career nila, trying to, you know, they just wanna find something to do that is worthwhile for them?
Very true. I agree with you. In fact, we passed that stage na. Yung spiritual, hindi. Basta, you know that you had things to do. Human ka, may family ka, that's your priority. But this is just a realization when you get older na yung palang lahat ng material na you have, in the end, mawawala rito. But tayo kasi, what are the needs of the moment? We will have to do it. It's understandable that way. But just know that sometime in the future, hindi kailangang gamitin mo sa mabuting paraan yung lahat na na-earn mo. You work hard for everything. It should be put to good use.
Yeah. When people ask me like why I do what I do, like in terms of advocacy, I actually always bring
up the story of how when I was younger, my mom would always tell us, kaming magkakapatid, na parang, you have to share your toys or whatever food you're given, because if you don't know how to share, we won't give you na lang. But if you know how to share, we'll give you more next time. Now, to this day, my mom tells my kids, and I always bring up that story because it sounds like a simple story, pero parang, I guess it was ingrained deep in me that it doesn't just apply to toys, but it also applies to literally everything you're given, I was given in life. So that's talent, skills, platform, reach, etc. Parang na-imbibe ko siya na it has to be shared. This is not for me. So I guess that ties up to what you said about, yeah, wala tayong madadala, but whatever we work hard for, we can still use it, not just for us. I mean, pwede rin for us, syempre, di ba? To have a comfortable life or to treat ourselves, but yeah, balanced with sharing that to others.
Actually, isinaparate ko yun as the one of the 7 items.
Kasi okay. Are we going to that or do we go to number 3 then?
I want to follow my numbers.
Go ahead. What is number 3?
Number 3 is our children are gifts from the Lord. Regalo lang yan. We don't even own them. We love them with all our life, with all our hearts, but we are only stewards. Our lives revolve around them. You know that. But they eventually have their own lives to live, just like you. Our children are our contribution to the world.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, any parent listening to this knows, I mean, feels that. Yeah. That's the hardest nga daw eh, that stage. Because they always ask, what's the hardest stage so far? Syempre, I always answer, newborn stage, kasi wala kang tulog. But when I get to talk to older parents, it's really that, yung parang, there comes a point that you have to trust that you brought them up well enough to like face the world and make their own decisions. I'm glad though that's a mindset that you have, because nowadays, sobra siyang usap-usapan eh. I don't know if you've read articles or opinion columns on about how children should not be looked at as parang insurance for the future. Have you read things about this? These comments, whether on TV or ano, go viral na parang the kids are supposed to be able to do what they want in life. Kasi technically, hindi naman nila pinili to come out into the world. That's the parents' choice. So I'm happy that you are of that mindset, because not all parents have that, diba? And understandably so, it's because of like culturally, economically, diba? Medyo ganun yung pagpapalaki. But that's changing now, slowly. Mm-hmm. Okay, what's number 4?
Selfless love. It's good to be happy, but it is better if others are happy because of you. Your priority are the others. Forget the pride. Learn to forgive, because nobody is perfect. Actually, I have underlined this because it is so true and applicable not only for couples, but in all relationships. Is we have to learn to forgive because nobody's perfect. Kaya nagkakaaway-away pag nagkamali yung isa, galit na ako sa'yo. But you know, lahat nagkakamali, even us, no? Kahit tayo, we're not perfect. And this is where humility comes in. Kasi pag pala yung ako ang bida, mas magaling ako sa'yo, then talagang magulong mundo. But if you just give in, humble ka na lang ganun, i-forgive mo na yung mga konti-konting, actually I'm learning now. I should have learned earlier. And this is where humility comes in. Jesus died on the cross because of his selfless love for all of us.
Yeah. I get that. The little things, diba yung kasabihan nga na don't sweat the small stuff. So when do you assert what you feel is right versus let it go? Paano yun? How's that balance?
Okay. When it comes to a point na magkaiba kayo ng idea, now you'd like to assert your idea because you think it's a better one. But in reality, both are correct. There are different approaches to a problem. He is correct, you are correct. But it's just a matter of sinong pagbibigyan mo. Kung ako, if you are selfless, mauna ka na. At least narinig mo yung gusto ko. Let's do it your way. But I'm just telling you that I look at it this way. So if it doesn't turn out right, at least you know that you mentioned to him. Ano. Pero kaya nag-aaway. Ako na muna, si tama ako. Sa totoo lang, pareho kayong tama. Pareho. It's just a matter of bigayan. More so with mag-asawa.
I really appreciate that point kasi now, again, that I'm older, I keep saying this. But it's weird to say it in front of you kasi parang syempre, di ba? But I guess growing up, there was this idea nga na hindi ako yung tama. So kung ako yung tama, necessarily, ikaw yung mali. Di ba? There's sort of that mindset. But with more, I guess, challenges that you face, the more you realize nga na not necessarily na mali yung isa, magkaiba lang. And I think that's so important in maintaining respect for each other. And not even sa mag-asawa or mag-boyfriend, girlfriend to, like even friends, colleagues na. That's how you keep the respect. Eh. No, I mean, not saying that only one is right, but it's just possibly two very different perspectives on one thing.
Both correct. Yeah. Parang yung empty glass, yung glass half full, half empty.
Yeah, yeah. Both still valid.
Hindi, importante doon yung bigayan. Which way do we go? Your way or my way? So the selfless love here is magbigay ka na lang. I mean, it won't do you any harm.
Okay. I guess that is something I will learn in the next 3 decades of my life as well. Okay, what is the next on your list? Are we number 5?
Yeah, number 5. This is compassion for the poor. Be compassionate, no? And there's a lot of them, yung mahihirap. God has made provisions for all of us, but because of greed, others get more than what they need. So naubusan yung mahirap, no? God wants us to help the least, the lost, and the last. As Mother Teresa says, you don't have to do big things. It's okay to do small things with great love. And I just want to remember how my uncle, your abuelito, Father Rudy Malasmas SJ, lived his life helping the poor in Davao, where he spent 45 years of service in Ateneo de Davao. He made businessmen out of the poor, not beggars. In his epitaph in San Pablo, we placed Matthew 25:40. Whatever you do to the least of my brethren, you do it unto me.
Yeah, yeah. Lolo Pare, who is my mom's uncle on your dad's side. Yes, who is my abuelito. Definitely such a great role model. And I just remembered that because during my mom's 75th birthday, one of our surprises to her was a mass at home with Father Tito Caluwag. And how sakto his homily that day, no? How sakto the gospel and the homily. That was October 18. And something he said really struck me because the gospel was something about the poor as well. And he commended that you have also been focused on that in your life. But one thing na talagang stuck to me, he said kasi, this is to mean poor, not just in the sense na materially poor. There are also other ways in which a person can be considered poor. Hindi lang economically or socially, but like, you know, people who are spiritually poor, diba? Emotionally not able to handle big emotions or kumbaga laging galit, that would be emotionally poor, diba? So, parang for me, that expanded the meaning of what helping the quote-unquote poor means. You remember that part?
So St. Luke's, kasi October 18 is St. Luke's, the evangelist. I didn't know that story na he was helping the poor. I don't know pala his story. Now I know.
More to unpack there. Number 6.
Share our time, talent, and treasures. This is what you just mentioned earlier. God gave each one of us in different degrees, not to keep them for ourselves, but to share with others. And the Lord gives us the opportunities to be able to share. We just need to seize the opportunities to reach out to others. So, iba-ibang talent natin, iba-ibang regalo. Pero, hindi natin kailangan i-compare because ang plano ng Panginoon, ito yung para sa'yo, para sa'yo. But anything and everything that He gives to us, we need to share.
Yeah, I agree. Anything talaga and everything. Hindi lang siya yung parang monetary at all. Actually, it's really, for me nga, it's more or equally time and skills. And I like what you said about all of us kasi iba-iba nung binigay na gifts. So just as an example, me, my older brother JC, and my older sister Isa, we all grew up in the same environment, ate the same food, you know, went to the same school, were in the same circles. However, we all still ended up doing different things in life. We all ended up literally in different parts of the world. And I think that's because also of the more we discovered, yun nga, yung gifts and skills na binigay sa amin, kung saan ba yun pinaka magagamit or masashare most.
Tapos ang Panginoon din ang bibigay ng opportunity. Oo. At saka, no need to compare your talents. Iba-ibang binibigay ng Panginoon.
Yeah. That's hard, Before we go to your last point, I just wanted to go to that because a lot of the listeners of Paano Ba To are in that stage of life that it's hard not to compare, lalo na when you're a fresh grad. And, you know, a lot of people write to me, say, we graduated X months ago, yung mga kasamahan ko, puro may trabaho na, ako, apply pa rin ng apply, wala pa rin nakuha. Or even like those who are 5, 7, 8 years into their career, na parang, oh, yung mga kasama ko na-promote na, or may sariling business na, ako nandito pa rin. That's, I get that letter a lot. And so, I guess, what would you like to tell them or advise them if they're still in that stage of, you know, it can make you feel bad, diba? Seeing where you are compared to others.
Oh, wherever you are, whether you like it or not, you should always do your best. Not because you don't do what you don't like the job that you papabayaan mo na. Pag pinabayaan mo, talo ka doon. But in anything that you're doing, whether you like it or not, you have to do your best. But just think that where you are is where God planned you to be. The Lord has got different plans for all of us. We just don't understand His ways are different from ours. And then later on, mag-iiba din yan. Sabihin mo, ay, kaya pala ako nagtagal doon kasi ang bibigay ng Panginoon sa akin, mas mabuti. Just know that the Lord has got the best plan for each one of us. It's a perfect plan for each one of us because He's a perfect God. We just have to believe. Ang kailangan natin faith. So keep on doing what you're doing and give it your best. And God will do the rest.
Oh, mahilig sa rhyme din yung mommy ko, by the way, guys. As you've noticed. Okay, last life lesson on your list. Number 7.
Number 7 is pray, pray, pray. Pray for peace in the family, for friends, and for the world, because the Lord listens. He may not give us what we want, but He will give us what we need. Also, when we pray, we are talking to the person who loves us the most. When I heard this line, I was touched kasi, oh nga naman pala, Jesus died on the cross for us. Tapos when we are praying, He is the one who loves us the most. And mas naging meaningful yung prayer ko when I think of Jesus na I'm talking to the person who loves me the most. We can have a personal relationship with the Lord when we pray. And ako naman, when I pray, I always pray for my children and my loved ones that they may always have Jesus in their hearts. Yun pala, ganun. Maging mabuting tao.
Yeah. A lot of people ask me because the kids are still small. In kunyari mga interviews, kanyan, they say, so what's your dream for your child? Kanyan, what do you want them to be when they grow up? I'm always asked that. But my husband, JC, and I are very aligned na we actually honestly just want them to grow up to be kind, good people, to be happy, of course, and to find what it is they want to do in life. Like, I think when I was much, much, much younger, in my head, when I was still single, not married, no kids, iniisip ko, oh, I would like my kids to be successful or to be this and that. But as I grew older and I actually had kids, I realized that at the end of the day, what would matter most is that they're a good and kind human being to themselves and to others.
Very true. I agree. And when you are kind to others, it means that you have Jesus in your heart. So,
yeah, yeah, that follows. I mean, going back to your material life lesson, it's, yeah, it's nice to have for sure, but parang, especially during this year, my 40th birthday, it was a lot of reflection. And one of the important questions that I like asking myself is, if wala lahat ng to, all the whatever, palabok of life, diba? A fancy job, comfortable things, luxury things, if wala lahat ng yon, am I still happy with the kind of person I am? Or even like pertaining to my husband, if my husband didn't have all the palabok or whatever title or whatever ganyan, would that person still be a person that I would love? So just to your point, parang at the end of the day, despite everything and anything, it's if you like yourself as a person, that is also very important.
Very true.
Yeah.
You have to like your person to be able to like others.
Yeah, absolutely. I do know you have a wrap up as well. O, diba, guys? Completo. My mom is complete with an intro, a list, and a wrap up.
Wrap up. Hey, na?
Yeah.
Hey, let us live daily our life's lessons, not in words, but in deeds. Hindi pwedeng boka lang. We have to do it. Not easy, but it's doable. Let us be prepared. Message is not only for seniors, but for all ages, as we may be called anytime. Meantime, let us all enjoy life, hugs, smiles, friends, family, laughter, and good memories. Just like how my three little pigs showered me with the most incredible 75th birthday jubilee celebration, full of wonderful surprises. My heart is full of more. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Bia.
And that is it for our episode. Of course, I would like to thank my mom for taking the time out to have this conversation with me. And of course, thank you to all of you for listening for 200 episodes. And sana for the next 200 episodes, nandyan pa rin kayo. As always, let me know what you think about this episode. If you have any favorite takeaway, if you have any favorite part, please do share it on socials and tag me at IamSuperBianca on Instagram, Instagram Stories, and Twitter or X. And in case you aren't yet, please do tag and follow Paano Ba To on Instagram. You can also join our community of supers in our private Facebook group, the Paano Ba To Super Group. So once again, 200 episodes. Amazing feeling. Thank you so much to Anima Podcasts for trusting in Paano Ba To, to my super producer Mel, as well as to my producers Elijah and Annika. Maraming 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 salamat. So that's it. I can't wait for you to listen actually to our next episode as well. So till then, till next time, stay super, supers!